And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. So, as I was saying earlier, you know, when all of us become parents, I think it's the most humbling experience there is in the world. And it starts immediately from birth, when you recognize that this being that you were carrying is now an individual separate and apart from you, and you're getting to know your son or your daughter. But you almost immediately are, at least for me, and maybe this is part of our instinct and our hormone, the first thing that you experience is this extraordinary love for a baby that you never imagined that you could love another being as much as you love your baby. It must be, you know, nature. It must be what keeps us surviving. It just floods you in a way that is unlike any other experience. And that's the first thing you recognize. And then you recognize, oh, this individual, I have to get to know this individual. This person is not me. This person does not automatically react the way I would react. Who is this little human being? And how can we figure out a way to get to know each other? Now, that's with a typical, normal, healthy baby. Our next guest, Magda Newman, had all of that, but it was complicated by and it was affected by the experience of having a baby that was not born looking the way she expected her baby to look, a baby that was born with very severe medical issues and conditions that would last for a very, very long time and that would fundamentally affect her life in this world, her relationship with her baby, her relationship with her husband, and ultimately, and the book is called Normal, lead to a journey that is so poignant that I really think it's a must read. So we're joined now by this extraordinary mother, Magda Newman, on the Lisa Wexler Show. Magda, hello and welcome to the show today.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, I want you to, you're welcome, honey. And I didn't get to read all of the book, I confess, but I did read a good chunk of it. And I just want you to tell our audience a little bit of the very beginning of your journey in terms of carrying your baby and then having your baby being born and what happened.
Okay, well, so I had a pretty healthy pregnancy. I was 24 when Nathaniel was born. So we didn't expect anything wrong with the baby. And unfortunately, when Nathaniel was born, it was a pure shock and surprise that he was not okay. At first, we did not know what was wrong. Nathaniel was born with Treacher Collins syndrome, which affects the bone structure of the face. It's a genetic condition. And in Nathaniel's case, it was pretty severe. And I remember after delivering Nathaniel, I just got a little glimpse of his profile, and that profile did not look like a typical baby's profile to me. Nathaniel was born with no cheekbones and pure solid bone that blocked the back of his nose, so there was no passageway in between his nose and the rest of the body. He was born with no ears and very, very small lower jaw that created problems for breathing. That's why he required to have a breathing tube for the first 13 years of his life. And so the medical problems were real, and they were pretty severe because Nathaniel could not breathe or eat or hear like we all do. And that was on top of seeing Nathaniel's face that looked very different.
And you're 24 years old, and you're a strong woman. Are you from Poland, Magda?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And you were married, and you had a very strong relationship with your husband, thank goodness, because you needed that.
Absolutely.
But what kicked in with you? Did severe depression kick in with you? Did anger kick in with you? Did, you know, warrior mommy kick in, or all of it at the same time? How did you, what happened to you? You were 24 years old.
Well, at first, I thought I was dreaming. I just couldn't believe that this is real. I just did not know how severe Nathaniel's condition was. In that first hospital, Nathaniel's doctors didn't even know what condition the baby has. So we were lucky enough that we were in New York City, and we transferred Nathaniel to NYU Medical Center, and that was the place to go for children born with craniofacial differences. And as you ask me, yes, I was severely depressed in that first year of Nathaniel's life, because, like, first of all of those maternal hormones kicked in, like they do in a lot of cases when you have a new baby. But on top of that, I had worries about Nathaniel and if he is going to be able to survive. And it was very hard for me to watch him going through surgeries, this tiny little baby. And it was just heartbreaking for me to watch him going through that. But yeah. Then, you know, and I was lucky enough that we found a doctor, and that helped me deal with my depression and anxieties. And I needed medication. And I got help, and I got better, and here I am, you know, perfectly fine. And Nathaniel is thriving. He is 16 now, so he had 60-something surgeries to help him, you know, eat, breathe, talk here. And here we are, happy and healthy.
I think it's fair to say, Magda, we're chatting with Magda Newman. The book is called Normal, 203-333-9422, if you'd like to participate. I think it's fair to say that in many countries, maybe even in this country, in many hospitals, your son probably wouldn't have survived.
In those early days, well, I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to think what will happen. You know, Nathaniel was fighting for every single breath.
Yeah.
In those first few days.
Let me ask you something, Magda. You said he was born without ears.
Yes.
So how, and does he hear now? Does Nathaniel hear now?
Yes, he does. He has a bone conductive hearing aid. Lucky enough, Nathaniel was born with all of the parts of the ears that are inside of our head. In Nathaniel's case, they all work.
Okay.
So he does not have the external part.
So did they build it with plastic surgery? Does he? If I were to look at Nathaniel today, would I see something that looks like ears?
No, we did not have that surgery. That surgery is available. It's an aesthetic ear that will not have function.
I see.
And Nathaniel chooses not to have those ears built.
Okay.
He likes his little tiny flaps. He just has those tiny little flaps of skin that we all had at the bottom of our ear.
Okay.
And he's perfectly happy with his ears. He does have hearing aid that helps him hear. And at the moment, he keeps telling me that he doesn't want to have an extra surgery just to have prosthetic ears.
And did the speech come on time? In other words, were the hearing surgeries able to be done in a way that he was able to hear, to speak, to learn language?
Lucky enough, once again, we were in New York and we were in NYU Medical Center, and the help came very quickly. So his speech was delayed a bit, but we found a hearing aid. And in those first few couple of years, actually, Nathaniel would wear that hearing aid on the stretchy band. The way Nathaniel hears is the sound comes through the vibration coming into his brain. So that hearing aid is attached to his skull at the moment. When he was a little baby, he got those vibrations from keeping that hearing aid super close to the bone. And he was wearing it on that little stretchy headband. It was very important for me that Nathaniel hears very quickly, early on. He was a few months old when we were able to get him a hearing aid.
Sure.
Because I'm a concert pianist, you know. That was music, and I wanted to make sure that he hears this music, and I would play piano to him before he got hearing aid. I wanted to make sure that he hears all of the sounds, so I would... he used to love to watch Baby Einstein, for example, when he would sit on a little chair and he was fed through a G-tube. and I would turn TV super loud. I kind of tested it, the sound, by covering my own ears and kind of figure, oh, if I can hear this, I'm sure he can hear it too. So I would put the sound super loud, and he was able to hear some of it. But we did make sure that the hearing aid came early, so his speech would not be too delayed.
We're chatting with Magda Newman. You know, it strikes me listening to you, Magda, that whenever we become mothers, to some extent, particularly at the beginning, we have to figure out how to wash and bathe and feed our babies. We've got to learn some kind of basic nursing skills, if you will. But you had to become basically an ICU, super-duper, master's-level nurse, probably from the get-go.
Well, yes, and lucky enough, I had a great husband who was able to learn all of this. Actually, I would cringe. Caring for Nathaniel did not come easy for me, I would say. So it was my husband that first would learn everything, and I had no choice because he had to go to work, so I had to care for Nathaniel.
Right.
So
yeah.
I learned everything quickly, too. For me, the hardest was to suction the tracheostomy. That did not come naturally to me. But I learned. I learned.
Yeah, it is sort of amazing the things that you end up doing that you never thought you would be capable of doing that you just do out of love.
Absolutely. Well, if you don't have other choice, I mean, you have to do it.
Right.
You learn.
You learn. We're chatting with Magda Newman, and the book is called Normal. I know that you also sent me, and I read part of as well, a book that Nathaniel authored that I thought was just so wonderful. So let's talk about that a little bit. Nathaniel is 16, and he wrote the story from his own perspective. It's really a must read. It's such a beautiful book. And he basically said, I don't know any world different than the world I was born into, and it hasn't been that bad.
Right.
It's amazing, the spirit of your son. He sounds like an optimistic, cheerful, happy young man.
Yeah, actually, Nathaniel is right next to me, so if you have any questions, he would be gladly to answer. Right, Nathaniel, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, can I ask you how you actually accomplished the writing of the book? In other words, do you type? Did you speak into a microphone? How did you accomplish the writing of the book?
When writing my book, we actually had a ghostwriter that we would talk to, and she would note down what we would tell her. And yeah.
That's good. Nathaniel, where do you go to school?
I go to Skyline High School.
And it's in Washington State.
Oh, you're in Washington State now. And is that a special school?
No, it's just a high school.
Just a regular high school. Nathaniel did not go to any special schools or you know, classes.
Right. And is it a public high school, a regular public high school?
Yes. Yes, it's a regular public high school in our town.
Fantastic. And Nathaniel, when you meet friends now for the first time and they see you, how do they react to you? And how do they react to the way you look?
A lot of times nowadays, people don't really seem to, at least in my age group, they don't seem to even think about how I look, which is pretty nice.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
We're actually so grateful for the book Wonder.
Yes.
Because Wonder changed the world.
Really? Tell me about that.
For families like ours.
Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. So, well, R.G. Palacio did something amazing. She created a movement of kindness and introduced our world to the rest of the world. So I remember interactions before Wonder was out, few interactions in the public places like playgrounds or movie theaters where kids just did not know how to react to Nathaniel. And there was some moments of stares, but I try also to take every single opportunity of those moments upstairs, for example, to teach others about Nathaniel's condition. And after the book came out and then movie later on, I felt like the kids were not afraid of Nathaniel. They were not staring as much. And actually, they would come up in a friendly way and they would say, "Hey, you look like that kid from Wonder."
Oh.
And Nathaniel would say, "Yeah, Augie Pullman, the character from the book, happens to have the same condition I have." And it was just, the Wonder opened the door for our world.
You know, years ago, there was a movie that Cher starred in. It was called Mask, directed by Peter Bogdanovich. Do you remember that movie? Is that the same? Is that the same syndrome that Nathaniel has?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
I've seen a movie a long time ago, but I don't think so. There's so many different craniofacial conditions out there. Treacher Collins is one of many.
Okay.
Treacher Collins actually affects one of 50,000 cases. And in Nathaniel's case, it's pretty severe. Not everyone with Treacher Collins requires to have a tracheostomy to help to breathe and G-tube, you know. So, yeah.
And now Nathaniel's able to breathe on his own. What a miracle.
Well, thank you. Yes, he is. So many surgeries later. That's why we wrote our story, too, just to make sure that people know that that there is people out there with different, you know, conditions, syndromes that are not given all of these abilities at birth that we are given. They are born without being able to, for example, breathe or eat or hear or talk, and they have to have surgeries just to have everything that we have at birth. And that was one of the motivations for me to write our story. And also just the fact that Wonder was such an amazing book and people loved reading it. And I figure, you know, we're just going to write our story just to go a little deeper and explain that there is more.
Oh, it's very deep. It's very beautiful. It's very it's beautifully written. We're chatting with Magna and Nathaniel Newman, and the book is called Normal. And just one more thing, Magda, before we go. So obviously full time for you and your husband to care for Nathaniel. Do you have other children?
I do. I have a younger son, Jacob. Jacob is 2.5 years younger than Nathaniel. I had to be a mom for both of my kids, and they had different needs. Mm-hmm. So Nathaniel required a lot of attention from us up till he was 13 years old when that big surgery happened. We talk about it in the book.
Yeah.
But Jacob just turned 13, and he needs me now. He needs me, actually. Yes, he has a little bit of anxieties, and he's all of his life he had to be here for Nathaniel as his little bodyguard. So I have my attention on Jacob now.
He
sees someone and talks to someone.
Right.
And he's doing great too.
Right. And all of the children that are born to us are meant to help. We are meant to teach them things, and they are meant to teach us things, and they're different. They're all different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Do you like being a mom, Magda?
I love being a mom.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I can tell.
Yeah, I also have dogs. We have a full house.
Yeah.
We have 4 dogs and 2 different kids.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful, and it's a beautiful story, and I thank you for sharing it with us. It's deep, and it's memorable and penetrating. And Nathaniel, I particularly loved your story in your own words. I thought it was very moving. And I think it's a book that many, many young adults and adults will really enjoy as well. It's called Normal, and it's a set, if you will, and by Magda Newman, and the other book by Nathaniel Newman. I want to thank both of you for being on the Lisa Wexler Show today. God bless and be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. We'll be back.